Yeah, we've got Superior Olive here in the studio. This is the Tangerine Dream Team Hour at 7 p.m. Tuesdays. I'm thrilled to introduce Tom Savell, Joel Savell, and the latest member who just arrived. What's his name?
Gary Goldsworthy.
And Gary Goldsworthy. And, all right. So we're going to get volumes set up here. And I'm counting on the listeners to call in. If you have any kind of like need, if the volumes are good, let me know if they're not. And
please call.
And we're hoping that you do, and so you can talk to the musicians. And I have an extensive bio that I tried to memorize about you guys.
There will be a quiz at the end of the night, but we'll forgive you for any momentary lapses.
Thank you. Now, I'm hoping that you would talk directly in because it's kind of an ambient situation.
I can talk directly into the mic. Is that better?
Yeah.
Shout out there in Radioland if you can hear me.
Call if you don't want Rush Limbaugh like last hour. No. Okay, so we hope that...
Rush Limbaugh was on last hour? Seriously? I mean...
Seriously, someone called and said, please don't play it. So we knew someone was listening.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because we gave them a choice. If they didn't want it, to let us know. So we played lots of good music, and that was satisfying. And
works for me.
All right, we're live. Tom, how long have you and Joel? Joel, you didn't get your mic on here. Oh yeah.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm Joel. Everybody.
Yeah. And Gary's over in the back with Emu.
Hi there, folks.
Great.
So how long, you were asking how long me and Joel have been, how long have we known each other?
Yeah.
Joel has known me his entire life, since he was born. But I didn't know him until I was 9 years old. Because he's my younger brother, in case you couldn't figure that little quiz out there.
Yeah, we'll ask everyone if they remembered what we were talking about
the first five minutes. That can be part of the quiz at the end of the night.
I don't know. I'm going to maybe be able to see you when I speak. I've got a little, it's not the warmest studio down here, but it's comfortable, I guess. Secret basement studios, freak radio here at our secret location,
It was so secret that none of us could find it.
Yeah, it didn't have an obvious address that was accurate.
And in fact, we were purposely given the wrong address just as a possible... I think that may have had something to do with the secrecy of the place.
Yeah.
The FCC.
Arr.
Dun, 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 dun.
Pirates. Rule.
So yeah, Joel and I have played together since Joel was a wee lad. I would say... Seriously, he's played with us for about 16 years, but he started a few years before that. I was giving him kind of lessons on guitar and bass, and we gave him some instruments to play around with, and he actually started writing his own songs and everything when he was quite a young child of only about 15 or 16. How old were you when you're writing songs, Joel?
16, probably.
16.
Now you're up, not even 30 yet. Yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
I guess I can't talk about that other person. Do you have a son, please?
No.
No.
is there someone who looks like me out there?
I don't. No. I have notes, and I have to use them. I know.
Is there something we don't know about you, Joel?
It wasn't me.
There was a younger man, young man like 15-year-old playing drums at one of your live concerts.
Ah, yes, that was Chris Wakeland. He is a drummer who's played with us since he was 5 years old, And yeah, he's 14 now, I believe. And he's the son of another keyboardist that plays with us. His father's name is Carl Wakeland.
All right. And we have part of the band here. And how many are in your band?
You don't normally... Between 4 and 5 pieces, depending on the gig and what we need. But generally, we have generally it's a 4-piece band with what you see right here, which is me on guitar and violin and vocals, Joel on bass and vocals, Gary on keyboards and vocals, and we have a drummer. Generally, Scott Lamonti is our drummer, but sometimes he may be busy and we'll have to get a substitute.
Like Ainsley Dunbar.
Yeah, we'll have to get a substitute like Ainsley Dunbar, the drummer from Journey and Frank Zappa, to come and play with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry he couldn't make it.
Yeah, he had another gig tonight. So he was a little busy.
That's exciting.
And then sometimes we also have a second keyboardist to play with us, such as Carl Wakeland, or sometimes Dave Med.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to turn it on.
He plays with the Tubes.
Oh, okay.
You heard of them?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I used to play with Jim Med, bass player. I think he told me he worked on a bass for one time to give to Journey, because he used to build these wild style basses. I don't know if there's any relation, but...
This bass that I'm wearing now kind of has an interesting story. It's a Jack Cassidy model. Jack Cassidy was the bass player for Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. But he's a right-handed bass player. I'm a left-handed bass player. So Epiphone had this specially made left-handed for me.
It's the only one in existence.
Really? What?
Really?
The only left-handed one in existence.
The only
built
left-handed
for you.
Jack Cassidy model bass.
No, it looks like an action bass, left-handed bass.
It's pretty and it plays well.
Love to hear it. And that brings us to some music you might want to be playing for us right here tonight.
Would you like us to play a song?
I would. I'd like to hear one.
Well, why don't we do something off of our upcoming album that you haven't heard?
You're now recording?
We are now recording this one. And let me get this situated here. We're going to do something called Yes, It's Here.
Superior Olive. Free Radio. Yes, It's Here. It's the name of the song. You can call, leave comments on 427-4523. And later you can call our studios directly and maybe talk to one of these fine gentlemen. We're going to have ambient sound.
Okay, can you hear me?
Does
that sound like a good mix?
Yep.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, it's here. Come on now. Can't you see? Yes, it's here. Come on.
Wonderful. Yay. Hey, everyone that was standing around on the outside listening in. Woo. So that's your latest song on the new album. I mean, the latest album.
Yeah, that's one of them. We've got 12 new songs that are coming out, one of which you played earlier. And we've got, actually, I think there's going to be 13 songs on the album total. And one of which is a cover, and the rest of them are all originals.
And are you working with the producer, Jacob Save?
We are working with Jacob Save. Jacob John Save. He's been our producer for many years and does a fantastic job, as you heard some of the recordings.
Yeah, you won some awards. You won the Best Artist in 2008.
Yeah, that was for my solo album, You Just Gotta Love It. There were a couple songs that made it on commercial radio. On basically what they call adult contemporary
charts.
Uh-huh. So we made it on the AC hot AC charts, and I won adult contemporary new artist of the year 2008 down in Hollywood at the Avalon Theater where they had the presentations right across from Capitol Records. That was cool.
Yeah. So you're signed to what label right now?
Still Fumin' Records.
Still Fumin'.
Yeah.
And were you in LA at the NAMM Festival recently?
We were in LA at the NAMM. It's actually technically Anaheim, but for anyone around here, it might as well be LA, right?
Yeah.
It's about an hour drive from LA, but that's okay. Just with traffic. In any case, yes, we were there, and in fact, I performed at the Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen on violin with Kenny Sarah and the Sounds of New Orleans, and he's a really well-known drummer, New Orleans jazz-style drummer, and he's got his group that plays there at the Jazz Kitchen over in downtown Disney, across the way from the convention center in Anaheim, where the NAMM show is.
Yeah. How long were you there?
Five days.
And you performed a lot of that time?
We also performed on the floor of the NAMM show for the Muse Research booth. They make a keyboard synthesizer module that's also it's more of a processor. So I plugged my violin through it, Joel plugged his bass through it, and we performed along with a drummer who was there in the booth who played using the synthetic drums that were inside the thing, and we, in the booth, we did a little demonstration of what this box can do. It's called the Receptor. There's a lot of top name keyboardists that are using the Receptor these days. Gary wants to get one.
He's going to get one, Gary?
Well, he's in talks with artist relations at the Muse Research right now.
Yeah. In addition to processing it, it also you can load samples and sounds that normally you would be kind of stuck only being able to use on your home computer, you can use in a live setting in addition to some of the plugins and stuff. So it's opens up a lot more sounds that are available to use in a live setting that I normally wouldn't be able to use. It's incredible that I've been playing keyboard since I started in 1980, just the leap in technology and different things that you can do with them. It's just incredible. When I started, I just kind of had electric piano and just lugging this stuff around, and now it's a lot just incredible the what you can do with them.
Wow,
thanks
you must
to
have been a strong,
like Tom.
You must have been a strong 2-year-old back in 1980 for you to.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Looking that piano around.
Well, I had a little red wagon that I'd put it on and just pull.
Yeah. Wow. That's very creative.
But it's just amazing. Thanks to people like Tom and stuff that's working on this kind of technology to build the stuff that what you can do with it. Even just being in a tiny room like this and being able to have a keyboard and a small enough to fit in a spaceless but sound good enough to play with on this kind of music is a testament to the technology.
Yeah, said a mouthful. That about what I was going to ask. He said you build it. Did you build it?
I work for Emu, who makes that synthesizer.
Uh huh.
And I actually design the chips that are used inside of music synthesizers. I've decided that I would either be a musician or I would design the musical instruments and effects boxes and in fact I've become both. When I was a kid, that was like what I said I would do, and I actually do it, which is cool.
You've been playing since you were a kid, huh?
Yeah, I was always gravitating towards musical instruments as a young child, and when I was 10 years old, I went to the School for Creative Performing Arts in Cincinnati, and I learned to play violin there. And then I was in orchestras, and I played in the orchestra for musicals and ballets, and of course we did symphonies too. And some of my greatest memories are when I was there, I was 12 years old, and I played with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, because I was with the youth division of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and we did a joint concert there every year, and that was to a sold-out crowd of 5,000 people in Cincinnati Music Hall. And we played the 1812 Overture. Yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to play that right now, but you are going to play your violin, aren't you?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, I will play my violin. How's the mix, by the way?
How's the mix out there, everyone?
We just got a phone call said the mix is great.
Oh, yeah. They thought it wasn't too bad. You know, what else are you going to say? You know, we're just here doing what we can.
We got a couple microphones in a room, and they're just listening to what it sounds like in this room.
Yeah.
So, should we do another song?
I think it's time.
Okay, cool.
Good for me. Love to hear it. What's this one called?
This is called Don't Want to Go Back, and this was written by Joel, my brother.
Yes.
Who is going to sing it as well.
Okay. Sung by Joel Savelle.
Yes, ma'am.
For the first time, I assume this is your first time at Free Radio.
Yes.
Now, this is our first time at Free Radio.
Well, I'm very thrilled, and I appreciate that you came.
I am a longtime listener, though.
Yeah. Oh, good. So now you'll be telling everybody what shows to listen to and what songs to play. We'll play this show again, you know.
Great, great.
Okay. Superior Olive.
Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Try to just accept what God gives to me, but I know sometimes I try too hard to feel your love. I'm sorry if I ever made you nervous. It's 'cause I was insecure.
I was making sure that you still cared for me. It's heavy sometimes the way emotions can make a friendship seem like an excuse to get a kiss and feel you up. But I'm not about to make you feel like you have to humor me. 'Cause I'll take those vibes and throw them in the sea. 'Cause I don't wanna go, never wanna go back there again. No, I don't wanna go back to that dark place between you and me. No, I don't wanna go, never wanna feel like that again for the rest of my life. You were there, girl, you know what I mean. Go!
Bravo!
Thank you.
All right. Guys, really are quite proficient. You have all your tunes ready. Is this another one on the new album?
Yeah, it is. It's okay. Well, it's also on the EP that you have, which is, the EP is really just the first four songs that we had ready from the album. And we put that out.
Yeah, I want to mention tour. Where can you get this? Superior Olive has an EP, Who Gives a Buck, and it's produced by Jacob John Save out of Human Records. And
The EP, Who Gives a Buck, is only available at our live shows right now.
And when is your next one, your live show?
It's right now, in 5 minutes.
You got me.
you can check into www.stillfuman.com or also superiorolive.com,
yeah,
spelled like it sounds like, and also myspace.com/superiorolive, and you can check into that to see when our next gigs will be, and we should have some posted soon.
We're busy working in the studio right now, and then also booking the next tour, which takes some time.
It's going to be the Southern California, or the West Coast.
All of the West Coast, and perhaps even venturing a little bit east this time. We're still working out the details of that, but possibly, you know, in the Montana, Idaho, Colorado kind of area. But right now, for sure, we'll be doing Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Southern California. I guess I could have started with Southern California there to be logical, but just wanted to throw people for a loop.
Oh, I wasn't being logical either. I was just listening and, you know, hoping I can catch your next gig somewhere. Like, I heard you in December, and I was in Felton at Don Quixote's.
Yeah. And we also, we like to do the Crow's Nest every few months. We last played there the day after Christmas, December 26, and that was a lot of fun. Crow's Nest is always a lot of fun. Everyone likes to dance there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have tune and music that, for the listener as well, you know. I mean, I can tell that you have a lot extensive training in classical field.
Yeah, well, I already gave you my history, yeah. But it turns out Gary is also classically trained at the local Monterey Peninsula College, and took classical music there prior to his venture into rock and roll and blues.
Yeah, because Beethoven started somewhere. You know? He started a long time ago, and now everybody plays classical rock and so on. No, everybody started before us.
I believe they still, when I was a kid, I performed with the Monterey Bay Youth Symphony. I think they still have that going, too. They collect some of the brightest of the local schools and classical programs and stuff.
And you teach piano? I'm just kind of wondering.
Here and there, but mostly just I'm scoring a documentary for a local film company and just perform with these guys pretty much.
And does recording studio session work?
Yeah,
as well.
Okay.
And then in his spare time, he likes to tour Europe.
Yeah, I heard that you had some tunes out. Like, you wrote a couple songs and went to Europe. Was it?
That was on
with Ainsley?
Ainsley Dunbar's. Yeah, that was with Ainsley Dunbar's Mutiny album. And we wrote a few of the songs there and recorded tracks with Ainsley.
Where'd you record them?
At our...
Were you...
Still Fuming Records. Still Fuming Records Studios. Right here in Santa Cruz County.
But you didn't... Did you go on tour in Europe? Or did Ainsley go take... And he took some of those tunes with
him? We did not tour with him on that record.
What else you got to play today? Love to hear whatever it is.
Well... We could do the song that you played the studio version of.
Yeah, which
right
is...
Right before the show.
The beginning of the show, I played one off their EP called... The name of the song's Threshold. It's the first one. Yeah, who will be singing this? I think it's...
That's me.
Tom.
I will sing this.
Okay, let her rip.
Here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
time is ending and beginning. Same old song, need a new one. How close are we to the threshold? Living on the threshold, like a space or the time you're.
Very lovely. What inspires you to write?
What inspires me to write?
Yeah.
I think life itself inspires me to write. Everything about it. Mm. I mean, that one there was a love song.
Mm-hmm.
The Threshold of Love.
That's very pretty.
And, I don't know, Joel, what inspires you to write?
I guess life, I guess there's like two different ways that songs can come about. Sometimes it starts with a musical idea and it's just all about the music, and then the words might come later. And of course the words got to mean something. Other times it could start out as a poem, or, you know, as a more of a mental idea, and then the music kind of goes to it.
Yeah. Do you play other instruments besides bass?
Yeah, I play guitar, and I noodle around with keyboards. I wouldn't call myself a keyboard player, but I recorded an album a few years ago that was kind of a surf alternative sort of punk thing. It was called Fetal Pigs and Brine, and I played guitar on that. And actually,
right,
we've got a CD we can leave with you.
Okay, that'd be great, because we have lots of DJs that would play it.
Yeah, I know that Free Radio likes that kind of stuff.
You can all autograph it, you know. I'm hearing funny things here.
You're hearing funny things?
Oh, just hearing, I don't know, I don't think it's feeding back too much, but it's...
It's not really feedback. I think it's noise gating on that. But
that's what
nobody. We shouldn't even talk about that stuff. Come on.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Let's talk about other creative energies. What do you think's going to happen this spring?
Spring. like Tom said, we're getting ready for the tour. I think we're planning on touring in early summer, maybe late spring.
Will that happen after your album's finished?
Yes.
Makes sense.
That's part of the reason for right now, kind of laying back from gigging as much and touring and right now to try to finish the album and get that done, and then we'll go out in force with our new album ready to go and
have
this, a whole new show for people.
Yeah,
of course, there's a lot of favorites people want to hear anyway. You know,
and you play some songs that your friends write once in a while, don't you?
Yes. At December Child, we played a song that my friend wrote down in San Diego. He was called "I'm Not Dreaming of a White Christmas."
Yeah.
Now, you know, he has a little line in there. It says, "I know that you and Bing love snow, but as for me, no man know." You know, so he was lamenting about not being in California anymore because he was Southern California grown up and then living in Rochester, New York. He was not having a happy time out there, so he was really stoked about coming home for Christmas, see his folks.
Yeah.
Wrote that song, and it seemed appropriate for doing December Child concert in Santa Cruz. Doesn't really snow at Christmas time around here.
No, not a whole lot, and that's why we live here.
I know Joel's surfer buddies were not dreaming of a white Christmas.
No. Nah. But there are surfers out there that walk across the snow in the winter to get to the waves. Northeast and places like that.
That's their true calling. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure. Farther.
But our producer, Jacob Zave, he's a really great singer-songwriter, too. And he's contributed a lot over the years.
How many albums have you put out?
Let's see. As Superior Olive, we're working. This will be our fourth Superior Olive album coming out, and then Joel's done his one solo. I've done my one solo, and then we have a number of smaller little EP kind of things. I wouldn't call a full album. That's various different releases that, not full releases, I should say, just kind of things that we put out with a few songs on them to.
Mm-hmm.
So people could enjoy.
They're very well produced and sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to have a copy for the station here. Maybe good people.
Oh, you don't have a copy for the station right now?
No,
you
I have
your
my
personal
own copy.
Yeah. All right, we'll get you copies of everything for the station.
Wonderful.
Okay, you can put it in the library and people can choose to play if they so desire.
I know. People may ask, who was that great band? And I'll say, yeah, well, I had them in here.
Superior Olive.
And we got time for about another song. At least one more song.
Hey, guys. We can do something off of our first album called Mary Had Little Lamb. Okay. This one here is, the title is from a nursery rhyme, but the song itself is not that nursery rhyme. It's also not the Stevie Ray Vaughan song of that same name.
Oh, all right.
I wrote it before he wrote that one.
But it has a great keyboard part, huh, Gary?
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been a fine hour with Superior Olive. I just love it. I just want to keep listening. I'm going to come and listen some more.
Oh, thank you, Coral.
Well, that's the problem with time. It runs out sometimes.
Well, it was a great way to spend the last hour. And I'm sure all of you were tuned in and loved it so much you just couldn't break away and call. But if you do want to call in the next 5 minutes... Our number is 427-3772. This is the Tangerine Dream Team Hour. 100% independent live music. Well, not always live. Independent music, at least. 100% original. And we like, you know, the second hour, the 7 to 8 p.m. hour, we play artists that we like. And that I like, especially. And that are... great. So it was great having you here. Say your names, and again, Gary. Your
Gary Goldsworthy on the keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Savelle on the bass and sometimes vocals,
and Tom Savelle on guitar, vocals, and violin.
That's excellent. So we hope your tour turns out just a smashing success.
Well, thank you. And, of course, stay tuned to those websites, myspace.com/superiorolive or just superiorolive.com should contain links to all of those places. And we'll keep our tour date schedule posted up there. Right now, it probably doesn't show anything because we don't have our tour dates completed.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll just end up with one of your tunes on your album here.
Awesome.
And thank you again.
These days I try to draw. cause I was insecure. I was making sure that you still cared for me. It's heavy sometimes the way emotion can make the friendship seem like an excuse to get a kiss to fill you up. But I'm not about to make you feel like you have to humor me, cause I'll take me.